HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Now, we're talking today jobs.
We are.
What you do. You're a queen of recruitment.
For my sins, I am.
And we are looking for candidates.
That's right.
Tell me why you're looking for candidates.
The marketplace has really shifted. I would say a couple of years ago, we had more vacancies than candidates. Yeah. And at the moment, we are actively looking for more people that want permanent employment. The shift seems to be very much on the Wetherby area. Even though we're Harrogate based, we're keen to speak to anybody who's looking for a permanent move. And I really wanted to talk to everybody about how they look at getting a new position. Years ago, it used to be that you'd go to the newspaper. 20 odd years ago, you know, if you wanted a new job, you would look in a newspaper.
Yeah.
It's not the way that things are done now. You know, everything has shifted. The internet obviously plays a big part. But recruitment agencies, I feel, that's when we really come into our own. Because we don't just talk to you about one opportunity. If you were applying for a job in a newspaper, you had to send your CV, your covering letter, and you might have to do that 20 times for 20 different opportunities. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you register with an agency, it's in our best interests to tell you about all of our vacancies. And it's not just about job descriptions. You know, anybody can match a person's experience to a job spec. That's quite an easy thing to do. For us, it's more about matching the people to the company. And it's something that we take pride in. We always go out and visit our clients. We know them extremely well. And we know what sort of personalities are going to fit in with their working environments, culture-wise, ethos-wise. That's just the way that we operate.
What is the process like? So if somebody, say if I'm a candidate, yeah. I'm done with Stray FM, I want to come and work somewhere else, so I come to HQ Personnel.
Yeah.
What's the process? What's the step-by-step?
So it's informal. I think that's the first thing that I would point out. You don't need to come suited and booted. We want to get to know you as a candidate. So we'll take you through our process, which is an application form, and we'll sit and go through your CV and talk about your likes, your dislikes, what you've done in the past, what is the next most important thing to you about the position that you're looking for. Then we will start evaluating your skills. And that sounds, people get a bit freaked out when you talk about evaluations, you know, like it's a pass or fail situation. You're going to be thrown out of the office if your skills aren't up to scratch. That's not the case. It is just so that we know what your skill set is, and so that we can match that to a position. So if an employer rings and says that they want somebody with a typing speed of 50 words a minute, we're going to know what your typing speed is, and you will know that fact as well.
If you think you found the right role for me, what would be the next part after that? Would I have to go and meet the employer?
So usually how it works, yes, we will put you forward to the employer. We will then talk to you about the interview process. Mm-hmm. So we don't just say, right, you need to go at 9 o'clock and meet this person and then ring me afterwards. We will guide you through that process. So some of our employers use competency-based questioning, where they'll say, can you give me an example of a time when you had bad customer service or you dealt with a difficult customer? Some of our clients are very informal and they won't do competency based. It's more based on your skills, your experience, and if you're going to fit in with them as a business. So we will guide you through that process. We will tell you who you're going to be meeting. We'll tell you about what sort of interview it's going to be. We'll tell you about the environment that you're going into, and we will give you as much advice, support and guidance before you actually even get out to the client. Mm. And we'll talk to you about questions that you might be asked, and we'll go through your CV with you. At the end of the day, we appreciate that getting a new job and looking for a new job is extremely stressful.
Now, you have as well a few positions at the moment, specific positions that you are looking for people to fill.
Yeah, definitely. We have a super client just outside of Wetherby, quite a rural location, so would need to have access to a car. They're looking for a number of customer service people. This isn't, by the way, because they suffer with high attrition. They're not losing staff. They've actually gained some clients and they know that their workload is going to increase.
Getting bigger.
Yes. So So they're looking for 5 customer service people. So really what we're looking for is either people who've been in an office environment and done customer services over the phone, or if you've worked in retail and you're wanting to change and get into an office environment, then we're wanting to talk to those sorts of people.
Okay.
So anybody who's got, you know, a good telephone manner, confident on the phone, polite, and good keyboard skills as well, which we'll be able to assess when we meet with candidates. And some other roles that we're looking for in the Wetherby area, we've got a general admin role, which again is based in Wetherby. We're also recruiting for a client that's looking for a marketing executive, so marketing graduate, maybe with a year's marketing experience.
Okay.
And we've just taken a role yesterday, which is working in Wetherby Centre. It's all happening in Wetherby at the moment, for a finance administrator. So somebody who's got experience of working within a finance department would be great. And the salaries vary between 17 and 27,000. Come and talk to us and we'll tell you about every opportunity that we have, not just the one that we think that we want to fill. It is all about the candidates.
Can it be a long-term thing as well? So if someone can just give you a CV and they say, I don't, it's not desperate. I just, at some point I would like to move on, or I would like you to have my CV on file. Is that something you do as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. We've got a number of candidates that are registered with us at the moment that have been made redundant, but they're waiting until they get their payout, their redundancy payout. And I think it happens at the end of July. They've registered their details with us. We've told them about opportunities. We've explained that, you know, potential clients, that they are on a notice period waiting for redundancy payout. So yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Okay, if somebody out there is thinking one of those specific jobs is for me, love Wetherby, love working in Wetherby, or they just want to have a chat to you about whatever their situation is, what's the best way for them to get in touch with
you? So I would say, first of all, give us a call. So our number is Harrogate 520220, and speak to either myself or one of the HQ team, and we'll invite you in and we'll meet and have a chat.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.